COVID-19 cases in Franklin County continue to soar at twice the rate of just a month ago. To complement Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. three-week curfew, Columbus and Franklin County will impose a stay-at-home advisory. Columbus Health Commissioner Dr. Mashika Roberts.
Residents are advised to only leave home to go to work or school or for essential needs, such as seeking medical care, going to the grocery store or pharmacy, and picking up food. We are also strongly advising all residents not to have any guests in their homes unless they are essential workers, including the Thanksgiving holiday, as well as to avoid travel in and out of the state.
As for school districts, Roberts said they can maintain their current education models, but she strongly encouraged all extracurricular activities to cease immediately. With the 7-day case average at 742 and the positivity rate increasing from 3.7% in September to 12.5% now, Franklin County Health Commissioner Joe Mazzola referred to the region as being in a fragile state.
We're asking all of our residents to stay home as much as possible. We're asking them to avoid any unnecessary contact with those outside of their household, work from home as much as possible, and do things like curbside pickup for essentials, takeout instead of going inside of a restaurant. Support our businesses by buying online. And for those who are able, keep your nonprofit memberships during this time because they too will need our support during the next couple of weeks as we're not able to go there in person. If you do need to leave your home, wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands.
It seemed those same messages would continue from public health officials during the roughly hour-long virtual press conference until Franklin County Commissioner Kevin Boyce spoke.
I'm Kevin Boyce, County Commissioner, and I'm probably in day three of post-quarantine, quote, post-COVID-19 positive designation.
Boyce initially thought allergies were kicking in, but his symptoms increased daily, beginning with a fever, breathing problems, and eventually being hospitalized. An avid runner and follower of the safety protocols, the diagnosis caught Boyce by surprise.
I was alone, I was scared, and I could not breathe. And I will tell you, I thought every day, what did I do to expose myself to COVID-19? What did I do? Where did I slip up? And, you know, my doctor told me it could have been anything. Just being out and about, you subject yourself. You can touch a doorknob and then rub your eye. You can, you know, get a droplet and, you know, in 1 minute of moving your mask. There are all kinds of ways even that a diligent person could be exposed. And the reason why I wanted to come on and share this with you is because I wasn't sure if I was going to make it. And I can tell you, I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. And so for those of you who don't think that this is real or think that this is serious, I got news for you.
Boyce encouraged residents to work together to protect each other.
I'd like to see you on the other side of this. I'd like to see Central Ohio be stronger and better in 2021 on the other side of this. I'm healing now and, you know, I probably lost, you know, I don't know, 10 or 12 pounds. And I've been at home and I'm by myself, you know, but I know I'm keeping others safe, keeping myself safe. And I know we all want to be around people for the holiday, but I want to just warn you and encourage you. If you really love your loved ones around the holiday, then you'll stay at home.
The region's stay-at-home advisory takes effect Friday and lasts 28 days. Central Ohio hospital officials say there's been an 82% increase in COVID hospitalizations the past couple weeks. They anticipate hospitals will suspend elective surgeries, something that also took place in the spring. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.